Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett who tags Lemon, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive towards the mound. Morris catches it and throws to first to double up Romero. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts towards the mound. Boyd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, And the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Gibson, who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Rice scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman is walked intentionally. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Lowry moves to third. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Whitaker scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Grubb moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. the Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Buckner scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Joe Sambito now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lemon scores. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. It's 8-5, Tigers. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-5, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Stanley now pitching. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. There goes Coles trying to get to second. Armas throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Coles for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-6, Tigers. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.